So the final debate, Bill English, Jacinda Ardern, and once again we gathered against the backdrop of a blockbuster poll that had National back in a big way and the Labour vote collapsing, 46-37. Making it even more interesting was the New Zealand First vote, which has continued to fall and is now technically, last night technically, it was 4.9%, was rounded up to 5. So what did they make of the numbers?
The polls are all over the place. I believe it's a neck and neck race between the two major parties.
I feel like it's close. In fact, I would completely agree with Bill that it is neck and neck. That's certainly the feeling that we've got.
There's been much frustration from Labor over National's ongoing claims around income tax.
On the 1st of April next year, people on the average wage will pay $1,000 a year less tax under National than under Labor.
That's not got nothing to do with attacking Labor on a bunch of taxes.
But it has. They've said, Labor have said they're going to undo that tax reduction. They'll have to get votes in the House.
Look, Bill, we've been very open about the fact that we did not support your tax cuts.
Ardern still reckons the Korean FTA could be renegotiated after she bans foreign house buyers.
We negotiated that carve-out in the China FTA. It is possible. It absolutely is possible. And you can do it without diminishing all of the gains from your free trade agreement, firstly. Secondly, how do we know it's not possible to negotiate it? We never tried.
After the Morrinsville farmers' protest this week, English claimed there was no doubt Labor had worsened the urban-rural divide.
Labor and the Greens have handled the issue of water quality in a way that's quite divisive. That can be fixed. We're smart enough in New Zealand to have a successful high-value food industry as well as high environmental standards, but you have to work with people.
We got to health, which is the biggest issue of the campaign.
The health funding has gone up from $12 billion to almost $17
billion
over the last 7 or 8 years.
Have you funded health for inflation and population growth and changes?
We have funded for health and population.
For every year.
For inflation and population growth.
For every year you've been in government.
It's not been the amount that you think would be ideal.
The answer is no.
And that $11 billion hole got them going.
I have been out on the road saying that I've thought that you've been a competent finance minister. But for you to sit here today and continue that line of attack when it's patently untrue is deliberately misleading.
No, I stand
and
by.
And it's a real disservice to New Zealanders,
I have to say. It is a problem for Labor because it uncovered a major hole in their budget.
It did.
We talked about potential coalitions. Of course, English went on the attack with Labor's MOU with the Greens.
Labor can't jettison the Greens. They've committed to partnering with the Greens. First call, the leader's word is a bond. The Greens are first. That makes a Labor-Green collection first and all the policy compromises that go with
that. So
and then they've got to add someone else.
An MMP, of course, we've said we'll have a phone call. That does not mean that that is a stitched-up and done deal.
Finally, poverty.
You discovered poverty last week.
No, we did not.
You discovered
we had a better target than you did, and you had to scramble to catch up.
Might have been the line of the night. You discovered poverty last week. As always, depending on who you are and who you support, depended on what you saw and how you heard it, reaction both ways as to a winner, of course. Personally, I'm not sure either really came out obviously on top, but next stop is Saturday and the only poll that really counts, as they say. But as we mentioned against the backdrop of that particular debate, the Colmar-Brunton, doesn't look good for Labor. It showed, basically, it backs up the Reid poll that shows that whatever momentum Labor had has stopped, if not worse. At 37, and not just with the Greens, they need now somebody else to get to government. Labor leader Jacinda Ardern is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you feel you had a winner or loss last night, or did you see a draw?
Every single debate, I've not come out with a clear view either way. So last night was exactly the same. I think as I walked away, Mike, you remember I said that I thought you were the winner on the night. So,
that's really cool. But I thought you were trying to butter me up. Now,
the polls
from last night, would you accept that there's now a certain commonality in what they're all saying and that your support might well have stalled if not fallen backwards?
Well, I place quite a bit of store in what our tracking tells us, and it's been telling us for some time that it's close. And so that's what I fall back to. But actually, I actually agree with a lot of the commentators. It is all over the shop. It probably speaks to the volatile nature of this campaign. And we've still got 14% undecided. So it is really, you're right, going to come down to what happens on election day and who turns out.
How worried are you about the turnout? Once again, we had stories this morning. The major problem there in terms of enrolment of young people, they're not enrolling.
I'm in the Labor Party. I always worry about turnout. In fact, that's why we run such a strong ground campaign right up until on the day to try and make sure that people know it's election day and that they get out and cast their vote. We have seen from the Electoral Commission a bit of a boost in enrolment at the booths for young people, but again, still well down from where it should be. So we'll be using these last couple of days to try and push that message.
Why can't you motivate them?
Oh, look, it's the universal question, and that's a question we've been asking ourselves for decades, long before I came along. I don't think it speaks to indifference. I really don't. I spend a lot of time talking with young people. I do think they care deeply about the direction the country is going in and whether or not we're tackling big issues. But sometimes I think they feel like, you know, bits of last night probably solidify that we're just two talking heads.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the shame of it. Sometimes we don't do ourselves any favour on that front.
If it doesn't work out for you on Saturday night, and it will be close, and I think we all agree now it is close in some way, shape or form, but if it doesn't work out for you on Saturday night, are there regrets?
Yeah, no. Actually, that's one of the mantras that I had this campaign. No regrets. You know, I knew from the day I took over, when I had, you know, very little notice that it was coming, that I just had to follow as much as I could, just follow my gut. Along the way, people have asked me, have I regretted, you know, some of the positions I've taken? No, I think leadership's about listening. And sometimes that means that you'll move in a campaign to make sure that you're hearing what people are telling you. But I have no regrets. And that was my goal.
All right. Talk to you Saturday night. Good luck for the last couple of days. Jacinda Ardern, the Labour leader, with us this morning. I'm just wondering if, and let me put this proposition to you, that what we're seeing now, and this is assuming the polls are dovetailing and they're coming right and there's a certain synergy with the numbers, that this campaign is actually no different from the last campaign. And by that I mean that you had a tremendous amount of noise around the campaign. You had Kim.com and you had Nikki Haga. And those who wanted to peddle it were saying, this is the end of the government, this is a disaster, this is changing everything, this is shifting the whole momentum, you watch on the night. And fundamentally what happened on the night was nothing. In other words, there was a tremendous period of noise during the campaign, and then when it really got down to it, when people really start to focus in the final couple of days, basically they go back to what they always go back to, and that is the government doing a good job? By and large, do I feel satisfied with my life? And if that's the case, that's who you vote for. You vote for the status quo. And I'm just thinking that Kim.com and Nikki Haga have been replaced by a leadership spill in the Labour Party and a Greens implosion, a little bit of shifting around the vote in the left-hand side of the spectrum, but fundamentally is now shifting back to what it always was before all the drama happened. And that was a national government that, by and large, rightly or wrongly, had mid to high 40% support and had a better than even chance of winning the race. In other words, what happened last time is likely to happen this time. What do you reckon?